All right.
Ooh, welcome in. Latest episode of that SEC podcast. Power ranking special. How we doing? How we feeling? After another wild weekend of action in the SEC. Buddy, who in the hell's the best team in the SEC? Good luck figuring it out. But I'm going to tell you here. Cheers to all of you cousins for hanging out late night edition here. One drunk guy went to bed. One drunk guy's just getting started. All right. The SEC Power Rankings. Shout out JR. I feel bad. I missed JR a couple times, so I want to give him a shout out real quick. But as always, nothing's changed. Maybe you're new here. Power Rankings. What it is, if Team A meets Team B on a neutral field, that I'm picking the winner. That's it. That's the only criteria I use. Shout out JR. He gifted to Dwayne Quick. Appreciate you. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Trey Childry. Trey, welcome to the family, courtesy of JR. All right, let's get into the power rankings, 1 through 16. We always start with the dog shit team. Shout out, Kentucky. This one's for you, Kentucky. You make good, fine bourbon. You don't make good football teams. Mark Stoops should be fired. I believe he's 7-20 in his last 27 SEC games. I just tweeted it out. Yeah, 7-20. Guy makes $9 million a year. I was hoping that, they'd show some fight with a new quarterback. God, they looked awful. So South Carolina whipped their ass. South Carolina didn't even look that good. We're going to get to South Carolina here in a minute. If I talk any more Kentucky, I may throw up. So let's move on from dog shit. Kentucky, number 16. Number 15. Yeah, Arkansas, way to embarrass this damn fine conference. You shit the bed. Love you, Sam, but your ass gotta go. I'd be surprised if he's a coach by tomorrow. I mean, I really would. I get it. You know, they're probably trying to save $3 million for anybody who doesn't know. If his contract has got a weird clause, but all you really need to know, he needs to lose three more games and they save $3 million. So, will they wait it out? I don't know how you can after that performance. That was just piss poor. It's not the worst defense ever. I see people, you know, they make that statement, but it's probably the worst of the last 5 years. It's one of the worst I've ever seen here in recent history. But again, not the worst, but it's in the conversation. So shout out Arkansas, number 15. I say their fans are pissed that they're not 16 after that performance, but I think it'd be something similar if Kentucky played Notre Dame. I really do. So shout out Arkansas. 14, Florida. They're on a bye. No one gives a shit. Your coach should be fired too. So you're 14. I don't really move teams on a bye. There's really no point because not a whole lot has changed. 13, South Carolina. Big win. Sort of. 35-13, beating dog shit Kentucky. So way to go. You had to get this one. Otherwise, your damn season was in the toilet. Still didn't look that great. The Kentucky quarterback, Cutter Bowley, one disaster after another, gifted you a couple touchdowns, and you just kind of leaned on him. So I guess, credit where credit's due. South Carolina, you're not awful, but you're a dog hair away from awful. So shout out South Carolina. I don't feel like talking about you anymore. 13. Texas, 12. Same thing I said about Florida. On a bye. Good for you. You didn't lose this week. Arch didn't shit the bed. Not this week. He didn't have an opportunity. If he did, I guess a non-Sam Houston team, he probably would have. But he didn't have that opportunity. So I'm not moving you up, not moving you down. So keep you at number 12. Number 11, Auburn. Auburn Tigers. How about Hugh Freeze? Buddy, what a good man. I mean, he's just one of the best men out there. If you can ignore hundreds of calls to hookers and stuff like that. But he's a good man. Can he run his social media? No, he's not allowed. Can he run our football team right into the ground? Hell yeah, he can. Shout out Hugh Freeze. Allegedly, this is like a top five NIL roster, believe it or not. And they're 0-2 in the conference. So he's doing a hell of a job. The offense is in shambles. The quarterback he picked is getting sacked left and right. You looked pretty piss poor against A&M. You're number 11, and quite honestly, probably should be lower, but the teams below you, they haven't done anything to move above you, which is quite pathetic on their part. Shout out Auburn. You got Georgia coming up here. Good luck. You're going to need it. All right, number 10. I'm going to move Mississippi State up. I know they lost. Not a big fan of moral victories. This is not a moral victory, but, you know, they went toe-to-toe with Tennessee, and arguably they should have beaten Tennessee. I thought they wanted it a little bit more. I thought this was the best performance we have seen from their defense. Best performance from Jeff Lebby, dialing up that fake punt. That was masterful. You know, if not for some defensive touchdowns you gave up, you probably win this game. And the better team won, but maybe not the team that had the best performance, if that makes sense. So, Mississippi State, I like what I saw. I hope today didn't cost you a bowl game. It very well could have, because the schedule ramps up, and I don't know if you have the talent and the depth to compete week in and week out in this conference, but nothing on Saturday indicated you wouldn't. But you let one slip away, and that's a sign of a program that is kind of in its infancy. You're losing these tough games at home that you really have an opportunity to win. So, tough day for Mississippi State, but I moved you up in the rankings, if that means anything. Number 9, LSU. They are who we thought they were, fraudulent. But, again, I don't want to knock them. The defense is good. Not good enough, apparently. But good enough to keep them in the ball game. The offense is dog shit. Is Brian Kelly still complaining? Is he still getting questions about his dog shit offense? He should. And I hope he's as mad as ever, but he shouldn't be mad at the reporters. He should be mad at his offensive coordinator. He should be mad at his offensive line. The whole operation there, Nuss is clearly limited. And remember last week, we said they should sit him and rest him, and he looked like $1 million against SELU, whoever the fuck that is. But Brian Kelly was like, no, he looks great, doesn't he? We're just getting him out here, getting banged up for Ole Miss. That was perfect. Perfect coaching, Brian Kelly. Are you coaching for the buyout? What the fuck are you doing? LSU, you're number 9. I think you're a fraud. But you're going to win some big games. I mean, you're not going to lose every game. You'll probably win most of your home games, which, you know, that's something, I guess. You're supposed to be playing for championships. But you'll go to a New Year's Six Bowl if that's still a thing. I think that's the bar now. Number 8, Oklahoma. Big drop here. For the Sooners, probably not fair. They're undefeated. But this has got more to do with John Mateer. And again, what is the criteria? If Team A meets Team B on a neutral field tomorrow, who am I taking? And Oklahoma dropped significantly in my book. They're still very solid, stingy defense, maybe the best defense in the conference. But John Mateer was the offense. Without John Mateer, I don't know what the offense is. I do have faith in Michael Hawkins, but you're delusional if you think Michael Hawkins is just going to step in and be John Mateer 2.0 in this system. It's simply not going to happen. So I'm sure he'll look fine against Kent State. And let's say he scores 5 touchdowns against Kent State. I'll probably move Oklahoma up a little bit, but not too much because, again, I'm not going to crown your ass for beating Kent State. If you beat Texas with Michael Hawkins, I may skyrocket your ass up this list. But for now, without your captain, without the Heisman front runner up until this point, I got to dock Oklahoma a bunch of spots. Number 7, Vanderbilt, red hot Vanderbilt. I mean, I don't know that they can be stopped. Quite honestly, I don't. And now they're playing Alabama next week, which we'll get to here in a little bit. But revenge game for the Tide. And I think that's exactly where Diego and company want it to be, where everybody's going to be picking Alabama. Alabama's going to whoop their ass. Alabama's probably going to be a 20-point favorite in this game. That's perfect. Perfect for undefeated Vanderbilt to come into town. Pavia's tying school records here. Vanderbilt smashing school records for offensive production, and the defense is getting better and better as well. Vanderbilt is legit. Give me Vanderbilt number 7. Number 6, Texas A&M, another undefeated team. Looked a little shaky at home. Crowd was awesome. That was a big reason why you won. Auburn was having penalty after penalty after penalty. And, buddy, I mean, I'm not out on A&M by any means, but that was an up and down performance. But hell, if you have up and down and you win the game, then that tells me you got one hell of a team. The plays are there. They should have blown Auburn out. And they were close to doing it. A bomb here, a bomb there that are just getting missed. That pick really was devastating. And I think a lot of teams would have folded. A&M fought back, won the game. So, again, credit to A&M. I got you number six. I'm not saying you're bad or anything. I still think A&M's probably going to go to the college football playoff. But you got to clean a lot of this up. Can't play like this against LSU, against Texas. These teams will potentially wax you on the road if you play like you did today. So, docking you a little bit. But, hey, your resume looks even better now that Notre Dame went into Fayetteville and just absolutely dog-whipped the Razorbacks. So, little good news, bad news there, I guess. Number five, Tennessee. I docked them a little bit. Defense is can't stop the pass against Georgia, can't stop the run against Mississippi State. This is a real issue here. Joey Aguilar, a couple picks. Not his fault, but they're still going to go against his record. So, he's throwing a lot of picks that aren't his fault. Maybe he needs to not throw the ball so hard. I don't know. But again, resolve from Tennessee. They probably did not deserve to win that football game, yet they did. Got the first road win of the season. First conference road win, obviously, too. So not killing Tennessee for going on the road and going into overtime and winning a football game. But it was sloppy. So Tennessee, I think you're in the same boat you were in when you started. You can beat anybody. I think we've just saw you can lose to a lot of teams too. So you got to make the plays at the right situation and got to get this defense fixed, because defense scoring touchdowns, but defense also getting gashed by Mississippi State. So it was a little good and bad from Tennessee. Missouri, I moved them up. God, that's stiff. All right, Missouri, number four. It's kind of ho-hum from what I saw against, they were kind of playing with their food. That they didn't do anything today against freaking UMass that they deserve to skyrocket up or anything. But it's more, I think, Tennessee, A&M, not looking that great. Oklahoma, the quarterback going down. So, Missouri, we'll find out about you in the coming weeks. Alabama's your next game in 2 weeks. That's going to be a hell of a showdown in Columbia. College game day should be on hand up there in Columbia. I'm calling it now. Number three, Ole Miss. Big win. Huge win. Beating LSU. Who thought you could do that? Of course, I picked them to win it. But shout out Lane Kiffin for getting this team up for this game, beating Brian Kelly and LSU, and really dominated the game. You know, if not for they were about to score a touchdown and they had the fumble. I mean, this could have been really, really lopsided. And Lane Kiffin with the elite trolling basically all week and into the post game. Love to see it. Ole Miss looks like a contender. So I know I was joking. I mean, guys, you know, stop being such wimps out there. You talk shit and then I throw it right back at you and you just melt down over here. So Ole Miss, you're doing a hell of a job. Undefeated. First place in the SEC, I think, by a wide margin right now. So Ole Miss, everything's right there in your control to make the college football playoff. Just got to get it done. Don't be Lane whiffing this year. Number two, Georgia. Not really docking you for losing to Alabama. You just lost to a better team. You know what? You lost to a better team. Yes, it was on your home field, but it was the team that's in your head. And they jumped on you early and never could get out from under the damn shadow that is Alabama. And Alabama will probably lose next week, and we'll wonder how in the hell that happened. You got to remember, this time last year, everybody thought Alabama was going to go undefeated and never lose a ball game again, right? And then they dropped four games. So, big game DeBoring, showed up once again. Ty Simpson locked in. He's skyrocketing his ass. Might as well put a firework up him for the SEC quarterback power rankings later in the week. He's going to be pretty high up on that list. Hell of a performance by Ty Simpson. I thought the Alabama defense played well, stuffed Georgia a couple times in critical situations. So Alabama, you're number one. Georgia, you're number two. I'm not too concerned about old Georgia losing at home, although it was a tough one. And shout out, Cousin Rick, $100. Cousin Sven, great job tonight. Wish you the best next week. Love the show. We are blessed to enjoy this. Gig'em Aggies. We're blessed by you, Cousin Rick. Brandon, appreciate you. Could Ole Miss beat Georgia? Hell yeah. They could. I mean, hell, we just saw Georgia lose at home. And it was supposed to be a revenge game, right? Kirby, I can't tell you how many times I chuckled when I heard these dog fans say, Kirby's got 2 weeks prepared for this shit. You think he's going to lose? Well, I mean, he lost literally the same spot last year. 2 weeks to prepare to Alabama, lost it. How about the Notre Dame game? I know there was tragedy with his father and everything. I'm not making light of that. But he had weeks to prepare for that one, too. And Marcus Freeman out-coached Kirby's ass that day. So, again, Kirby's still elite. Kirby's the best, but I don't know. There's cracks in the foundation there at Georgia. That's kind of what I'm getting at here. Shout out Jacob Bench Kicking 4-0 beat the hell out of Mississippi State. Playoffs, here we come. I think they can do it. Let's throw up Mississippi State's schedule for you and Cousin Rick. Next week, and apologies, these are not updated. These will be updated tomorrow. But yeah, big win, 4-0. Mississippi State coming off a heartbreaker, overtime. Man, it sets up well. Florida, they're going to be coming off a Texas game. Florida's probably going to be in shambles, probably going to have a new coach. I mean, this is setting up nice for them Texas Fighting Aggies. Hell yeah. I mean, it's not a playoff lock, but you're in the driver's seat, I think, in the SEC to get there. So shout out you, Jacob. And shout out Matt Larrabee. Man, I don't know if I'll be able to find all these people that have been gifted, but I do appreciate that. And Storm Chaser gifted 5 memberships. That Tennessee Homer, Shane, welcome to the family. Appreciate you, buddy. Rusty, we appreciate you too, Rusty. Marshall, appreciate you. What's more impressive, A&M's defense finally coming to life or A&M run offense stepping all over the so-called number one run defense? Probably, more impressive. Damn, they're both impressive, aren't they? We're splitting hairs here. I'm going to say A&M stopping the run because this is what we thought we were getting with A&M, right? With all their offensive linemen back, with all their running backs back, and they're finally looking the part. But stuff in the run, that was a question mark, losing all these defensive linemen. And I really thought Auburn would have a little bit of an advantage. I thought Jackson Arnold would find some running lanes, but clearly Hugh Freeze doesn't know what the hell he's doing. So shout out Texas A&M for completely suffocating Auburn's rushing attack. That was a masterful performance. Now you got to do it against Mississippi State. Mississippi State, again, if you heard this part, they just ran all over Tennessee's ass. And Tennessee's got some really good defensive linemen themselves. A&M, I know A&M does too, but it's going to be a test here next week. So do it back-to-back weeks, and then we're really cooking. You know what? Aggie, Texas. Appreciate you, buddy. All right. Any questions or anything? I got plenty of whiskey here. I think I poured it too stiff. It is really kicking in. Jackson Arnold can't make a decision in his pocket to save his life. Ooh, Steven Up, for those that lost today, I know how you feel. He doesn't know how you feel technically. Not right now. Because he's on cloud 9. His team's number one in the damn SEC. But I really got to credit you, Stephen, up for sticking with us. Because we trolled your ass hard after Florida State and basically the next week and a half after that. But you stayed on, and we do appreciate you. And hell, it's paid off for you. So yeah, look no further than Stephen up. You can rebound from a very, very tough loss and be number one in the SEC just a couple weeks later, like old Big Game DeBoring. So you can get your ass right back in there. It's not the end all. And that's the beauty. If I'm a Georgia fan or, hell, even Auburn. I know I like to make Auburn jokes, but they're just, you know, 0-2. You beat Georgia. Georgia looks beatable. Beat Missouri. I know they think they can't be stopped. They're going to be coming off. What if Alabama whoops Missouri's ass? Then they're going to be limping into your stadium. And you could be coming off a big Georgia win. I mean, then we're talking a historic Iron Bowl because you'll beat Arkansas, Kentucky, and I know you can't beat Pavia, but maybe this is the year. Look at the damn line of teams Vanderbilt's got to go through before they face you. Alabama, LSU, Missouri, Texas. They really going to get up off the mat and beat you? Probably, but maybe not, you know, maybe not. It's old Trinidad. How about Trinidad? Is Trinidad a Heisman candidate? Might be time. It might be time to start talking about it. I know the damn media and stuff, they're gonna jump on his ass. The story is just phenomenal. Phenomenal. I mean, he's a great player, too. He's executing this offense. Hell, and now you can't go back to Austin Simmons, though. That's the only drawback. Kiffin can keep lying his ass off and saying, hey, he's available. His ass is available to sit on the bench the way Trinidad is playing. So I don't think you can play him now. Now this is Trinidad's team, which is kind of interesting. I wonder if Austin Simmons, you know, he's getting paid a lot of money. This is interesting. I don't even want to throw this out there, but I'm going to do it. He's not played in 4 games yet, has he? He can redshirt. He could sit out and redshirt. He could do it. I don't think he should, but there's players across the country doing it. So if I'm Austin Simmons and you're sitting here saying, well, this is Trinidad's team now, I don't know. I'm just saying. Chase, appreciate you. Mike, thoughts on Mizzou's next game against Bama? I like Bama. Nothing's changed there. I mean, hell, did you just watch Bama whoop Georgia in Athens? So they can definitely win in Missouri, but Missouri's got a chance. Can they run the football? If they can run the football against Bama, that's how you beat them. You limit Ty Simpson's possessions. I don't think Missouri's going to have much of a shot the way their secondary is playing of limiting Ty Simpson and these Alabama receivers. That's a huge mismatch, I really do think. But, again, you got maybe the best running. I think you got the best running back in the country. You got an emerging quarterback. Bo Prabula is going to have to play his ass off. I know he had another turnover today, right? I think that's – the turnovers are kind of racking up on him. He's not going full Cutter Bowley here, but he's got to play a turnover-free game, certainly. I think that's going to be critical as well. So, Alabama, and we saw Florida State whoop their ass. It's not like they can't be beat. So Missouri's got a shot, but I would lean Alabama, and I would be comfortable with that right now. Just like Rick, can I hear an Aggie cowbell? Let's see. I got one back here for you, Rick. Cousin Rick, appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, how's it feel? I mean, A&M should be top 10. I think they already are. Maybe top 5 is a little rich, but they'll get there. A&M will be in the top 5, I bet you, if they take care of business, beat State, beat Florida, and beat Arkansas. Yeah, I think about by Halloween-ish, they're going to be possibly top 5 going into Death Valley. I mean, damn, think about that. Think about that. That's exciting, isn't it? That is exciting. Just can't let go of the rope here. Take care of the games you're supposed to take. And, hey, that's the story of the SEC, right? Teams losing games they shouldn't. It's not a given by any means. But I think the beauty of A&M right now, they've got a lot of room to improve. And we're sitting here saying that, and they're undefeated. I mean, that's pretty good. But they still got 7 conference games left, so most of the season is still ahead of them. Ryan, great question. What's the over-under on coaches fired in the SEC? Sam Pittman, Billy Napier. I mean, those are givens, right? And there'll probably be another. Hugh Freeze? I'd fire his ass. Mark Stoops? Mark Stoops should be fired. I'll go over. Over 2.5. I think at least 3. At least 3. Chase, I'm not Cousin Shane, so I'm not answering this. Not answering that. Where's Tennessee in the power rankings? You could just rewind it, or I'll tell you they're number 5. hey, shout out Cousin Rick. Boop, love the cousins. Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Damn, it must be nice to be undefeated. I don't know what that's like, but Cousin Rick does, and you can tell that man's feeling it. We appreciate you, Rick. I'm going to play your jingle for you because you're such a outstanding egg. Dun, 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 dun.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Gig'em, Aggies.
Shout out Rick and shout out Chief T-Bird. If you had to bet your net worth, not much, on who are the pretenders and contenders when all are healthy in the top half of the SEC, how do you categorize? Let's see, top half, pretenders and contenders. Bama, Georgia, contenders, pretenders. I mean, we're talking championship, right? I mean, not. I think championship pretenders, Mizzou, Vanderbilt, and I would say Tennessee, A&M, Oklahoma. The jury's still out. All three of those can go in either category if I had to answer right now. Gig'em Bart, appreciate you. Aggies getting first win in Death Valley since 94. Book it. Man, you Aggies are on cloud nine, and I love it. A&M, are they winning at LSU? That's tough. First since 94. Good night. What will LSU be coming off of? I don't know. That could be a season saver for LSU. They'll be coming off South Carolina at home, at Vanderbilt, and then A&M at home. I like that spot for LSU. I'm not going to lie. A&M's not going undefeated. So we got to have a loss somewhere. At least one. I don't know. I don't think. I would have to disagree with you there. I would have to disagree with you, but it can be done. But I'll disagree with you for now. What up? Cheers to you, JD. When is Sunbelt Billy going to get handed his hat? I would say, they might beat Texas. The way they've been playing. So, not quite there, but maybe after October. If they lose to Texas and Texas A&M by a wide margin, which certainly could happen, I think you do it then. And you give your whoever your interim is, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter, but I give them an opportunity to get some momentum against State leading, and then you got a couple weeks to prepare for Georgia, if I had to guess. But hell, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm surprised he's still the coach, to be honest with you. So I don't know. We got to find out if Lane Kiffin wants a job and when he wants to accept it. Maybe he doesn't want it. Maybe, the, you know, I wouldn't put it past him to go to their preferred candidate, whoever that is. And I'm just kind of kidding with Lane Kiffin, but not really. And asking him, hey, are you interested in this job? He may say, hey, I got a hell of a run going. Can we wait till the end of the year before you to fire Billy so I don't have to answer these damn questions every week like I did when the Auburn job came open? So I'm just throwing that out there. Howdy and Solomov. Appreciate you. Howdy. SEC Mike, you are a gentleman, sir. Are you as delusional as poor Shane to think that Tennessee is actually good? Mississippi State was a better team in that game. Agree? Yeah, I've said that on this broadcast. I think Mississippi State should have won that game. But shout out, I think it was Carl on the last one. Shout out, Carl. He said Tennessee should have beat Georgia. But it doesn't matter what should have happened. What happened is what happened, right? Georgia got the win. Kind of Tennessee, even Kirby said Tennessee should have won. And I think Josh Heupel, if he's being honest, he would have said, hell, I think Mississippi State should have won. So I don't know how good Tennessee is. I just was asked a question about contenders, pretenders in the SEC. I would put Tennessee in the jury still out. Because if you go on the road, I know Mississippi State, like, not the greatest team, but if you can go on the road and have a subpar performance and win, that's sometimes the making of a really good team. Because they should just be getting better. Hell, you got to remember their quarterback's been there for like 3 months. He looks like $1 million. And the offense is a hell of a lot better than I thought it would be. The problem is the defense isn't that good. But defense is missing a lot of guys, too. So, I don't know. I don't know how good Tennessee is. But I will agree with you. Mississippi State should have won that football game. But they're going to have to live with shouldas because they didn't. JP, how about this? According to the Oklahoma coaching staff, they 100% expect Mateer back for Texas. Here's the thing. I know all y'all excited about Jared Goff and how quick he came back. even factory at my Mateer money line is he's out for Texas. That's kind of where I lean. Here's the deal. It doesn't matter if Jared Goff came back in 6 days, 16 days, 26 days, 12 days. It doesn't matter. Jared Goff is not John Mateer, and John Mateer is not Jared Goff. I know that's like a strange thing to say. I thought it was kind of obvious, but one person's body is not the other person's, and how one heals is not how the other is going to heal. And these are complex surgeries. And I talked to a surgeon about this just today. So this is not like me just making wild statements, but that's word for word what he said. And he told me I would be surprised if he's back for Texas. So I don't know. I think that's highly unlikely. I think it's, but I'm rooting for it. I hope he is back because I want that to be a much better game. But we don't know. We don't know how his body is going to handle it. We really don't. And just crazy speculation, that's fine. But coaches don't know. None of those people know. Hell, I don't think his surgeon knows when he'll be back. So if they don't know, I'm pretty sure you don't know. Just throwing that out there. But I do know Stephen Up.
Showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Stephen Up. Roll Tide.
Shout out Stephen Up for having the number one team in the damn SEC. Shout out, he gifted to Andrew. Andrew, welcome to the family. We appreciate you. Appreciate you, buddy. How about this from Dumpte? Texas loses to Ohio State 14-7, and now we aren't contenders in the SEC. It's astonishing. If we beat Florida, OU, Vandy, it still wouldn't matter. Who said you weren't contenders? That literally never was said. But are we going to sit here and suck Texas dick for beating San Jose, UTEP, and Sam Houston? We sure as shit aren't. Not on this show. So, yeah, you actually got to win conference games before you can rise the conference standings. I mean, I thought that was maybe that's not how they did it in the Big 12. Maybe they just did they just gift you the championship? I don't know. I didn't watch that garbage shit. I watch SEC. So that's how we do it here. I know you're new here, so you'll figure it out. But yeah, you actually got to play the conference teams to rise the rankings. But you'll get there. You'll get there. Shout out Crazy with the Cheese Whiz. Dang, Notre Dame fans were right about Brian Kelly. Bring Gundy to LSU. At least he's a man. Man, I hate to tell you, Crazy Cheese. The LSU stuck with that guy. They're stuck with his ass. And he is who we thought he was. You know, his record is pretty gaudy. He's a very good coach. Is he an elite coach? No. And is he ever going to win a championship at LSU? No. He is not. He is not. But he'll win some big games. He is a good coach. He's a very good coach. He's not an elite coach. And I think we've seen that. He kind of fooled me year one when he took that team and won the West. He fooled me, but I ain't been fooled since then. Mm-mm. I'm not your puppet or dad's burner. I don't work for you. Is Brian Kelly 40? I don't know if he is. I don't know if he is. Mm-mm-mm. Didn't y'all try to say he's a better coach than Kiffin? Man, these Ole Miss people. These Ole Miss people. We did a show, the off-season coach rankings. Go look it up, Mace. You'll find your answer, because I sure as shit didn't. I think everybody I interviewed said he was, but that never came out of my mouth, so I don't know where you're getting that. Shout out Howdy, Ensoma. Mr. SEC Mike, would you be kind to give this humble Aggie your early prediction for Mississippi State at Kyle Field next week? And if you don't mind, for my uncle, who is the next coach at Arkansas. Well, I don't get picks out this early. We always do it on the Thursday show. But A&M, I'll give you a point spread. How about that? A&M, Mississippi State, 10. I would say 10-point favorite for A&M at home. Maybe a little bit more. Maybe a little bit more. And the next coach at Arkansas, buddy, I think it's going to be Bobby Petrino. But I'm talking interim, and I don't think that's what you're asking. But the guy after the interim, I don't know. I really don't. No clue. But I think they'll get a good one. I think they'll get a good one. Lincoln Riley? Oh, that's not a good coach. Crazy Cheese Whiz. I don't understand this. Matt Moscona said that we wanted Kiffin when the job opened up. That is, I don't understand what you're trying to say there. Did you see? All right. Any other questions here? This whiskey's starting to hit me. I'm afraid what I might say here. Chief T-Bird, appreciate you. Of the current SEC coaches, who do you trust the most in a close game coming down to the wire? Who do I trust most? Kirby, of course, number one. And then after that, it's kind of muddled. Maybe Lane Kiffin? Lane Whiffin Kiffin? As long as it's not, Kentucky? Or if a playoff spot's on the line, he lost to Billy Napier. Ugh, it's not great. I mean, there's a drastic drop off here. You know what? Heupel, Drink is really good in one score games. I think it's an easy answer is Kirby. I know they just lost, but hell, that's everybody loses. Everybody loses. Shout out, Shoelace Sooner. Man, it's been a while, brother. How are you? Hey, cousins, hope you all are well. We are, brother. I hope you are, and your son as well. All right, Aileen Whiffen. All right, last thing here. I'm running out of steam here. I'm going to rehash the power rankings one more time. Alabama, number one. Georgia, number two. Ole Miss, number three. Missouri, number four. Tennessee, five. A&M, six. Vandy, 7. Oklahoma, 8. LSU, 9. Mississippi State, 10. Auburn, 11. Texas, 12. South Carolina, 13. Florida, 14. Arkansas, 15. And dog shit, Kentucky, 16. So that's your updated SEC power rankings heading into week 6. I'm going to go finish off this bourbon and have a couple more. We will catch you tomorrow, and there'll be an emergency podcast the moment Sam Pittman gets fired, if and when that occurs tomorrow. Could very well happen. We could get rid of Billy Napier, too. I don't think we would. I think they would have already done it to let him lose a couple more games. But, if there's any kind of emergency that takes place, we'll have you covered. So stay locked in. Like, subscribe, share, all that jazz. Until next time, we'll get you. Later.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.